the Economic Anxiety Index. Was this the working title or the result of what you found out in the survey?
We went into it wanting to know what was going on out there, because if you look at the economy just by the numbers, right, we're adding 125,000 jobs a month.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is growing, not as fast as we want it to, but we know from all of our reporting since the Great Recession that people aren't feeling it, that people don't have that sense of security, I guess, that one might expect in an economy that is growing the way ours is. And so we wanted to quantify that.
Okay, so what did you find out? What exactly is bothering them?
They are worried about losing their jobs, about the amount of student debt they have. 25% of the people that we talked to are worried about making the monthly rent. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells you a couple of things. First of all, costs are too high, whether it's student loans or rent or what have you, but also the jobs that this economy is adding are not the jobs that are paying well enough to live in an economy now where there are so many challenges.
Strictly talking about pay or career jobs or what?
42% of the people we spoke to said, in my current financial position, I feel stuck. I feel it's difficult for me to go out and get another job. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a raise. My wages have been stuck for years. And that's sort of a revealing statistic.
You dug pretty deep here. I mean, you even got down to different perspectives between, speaking of wages, salaried and hourly workers about the economy.
43% of hourly workers feel stuck. They don't feel there is opportunity for them. They have jobs, not careers. That number for salaried workers is only 20%.
This may be part of the concern. Maybe hourly workers are paid less. Maybe their jobs are the first to go as opposed to salaried workers?
Oh, yeah. I think that's absolutely true. I mean, for the most part in this country, if you don't work your hourly job, you don't get paid. Salaried workers most often come with sick leave and things like that. You know, you work an hourly job at, I don't care if it's McDonald's or Walgreens or the Ford plant or whatever. Most of the time, if you don't work it, you don't get paid. And that's tough. If you're a single parent, you have to arrange for childcare. Your kid gets sick. Your babysitter can't make it. What do you do? Those are all things that go into this equation.
One of the results of this survey that surprised me, nearly 2 out of 5 people with student loan debt don't think the loans were worth it.
Yeah, think about that for a minute. And you're talking to a guy who's got a 17-year-old about to go to college. So I was interested in this one, but it's true. And that speaks to two things, the high and rising cost of higher education in this country, but also the kinds of jobs people are trying to get when they get out of those schools. The issue is how much you have to invest in an education versus the kinds of jobs you get when you come out. I was talking to a woman in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She is $190,000 in debt on her student loan. She's got a master's degree in material science from University of Alabama. She's going to get a PhD. Yeah, she's basically carrying a mortgage. She's 27 years old for education.
So we're going to get to the point then where what you decide to pursue in college is based on money, the cost, and what you'll get out of it, as opposed to what your own personal aspirations might be.
And think about that, right? If let's say you want to be, you know, an art history major, or you really like, you know, philosophy or whatever, but you can't study that because it's not going to get you the job you need when you get out. I mean, that's you know, societally, that's just bad.
And yet amid all this anxiety about the economy, you found optimism.
It's really interesting. People still believe in the American dream, right? 72% of the people we talk to think the American dream is alive. They think that if you work hard, you can get there. You don't have to be lucky. You don't have to get a break. If you keep your nose to the grindstone and work, it's going to happen for you. So people believe in the system, right? Even though the system has some problems, people do believe in it.
Guy Rizdahl, thank you for being with me.
Absolutely a pleasure.